U.S. officials say Taliban and Al-Qaeda fighters continue to slip across the border from Afghanistan into Pakistan. According to reports from the region, some of the escapees fled the recent U.S. military offensive in eastern Afghanistan, known as Operation Anaconda. NPR's Steve Inskeep reports that the border region is one of the most complicated challenges facing the anti-terrorism coalition.
Pakistan says it's doing everything it can to close the border. Military spokesman Amiripal says a total of 40,000 regular and militia soldiers have been guarding key stretches since last fall.
We have established posts all along the border. Then there is patrolling going on, regular patrolling round the clock in the intermediate places.
In recent weeks, the border guards have reported arresting several accused members of the Taliban or Al-Qaeda. Still, U.S. officials believe that others escaped, sneaking, talking, or bribing their way past the border guards. It's hard to verify those intelligence reports, but many Afghan refugees say they have made the same journey. A man named Makiwala says his family was starving in their Afghan village, so they decided they had nothing to lose by making for Pakistan. Last week, the family hired pickup trucks to take them to the mountains. Then they crossed over on foot and by mule. After a long day of hiking, they encountered three sets of Pakistani border guards. They couldn't run away because of their children, but Makiwala says each time they talked their way past. Once, he says, we claimed we were taking a sick person to the hospital. The other times, we said we were just going to meet some family members on the Pakistani side and bring them back. Now the refugees are staying here in a mud-walled house. They don't have many belongings left, an old radio, a blue teapot. But they've made it to an area where Pakistani police never patrol and where Pakistani law only loosely applies. For more than half a century, Pakistan has granted partial autonomy to the ethnic Pashtun tribesmen along the edge of their country. They live along an artificial border. It was drawn during British colonial times, right through the middle of their tribal lands. Pashtuns traditionally cross that border without visas or passports of any kind, and many say they're still doing it even now. A few of the tribesmen have made fortunes smuggling goods across the border. Regular army troops almost never visited the region before last fall. When Pakistan finally sent in soldiers to help guard the border, it negotiated first. A Pakistani general raced from village to village, meeting with scores of tribesmen, and the government eased those negotiations with money. Pashtun tribal elder Waris Khan Afridi says the government agreed to sponsor schools and hospitals. When they saw how poor we are, he says, they agreed to help. Still, even that assistance gets the Pakistani government only so much. Waris Khan says the Pakistani soldiers can patrol the mountain areas along the border, but they are not allowed to search the interior for any fugitives who might have slipped past. If it's necessary, he says, we will take care of that ourselves. Pashtun tribal codes dictate that people must shelter their guests, not turn them over to the army. In recent days, an American general and the Pakistani foreign minister have both raised the possibility of American soldiers crossing into Pakistan. But officials in both governments insist they have no plans to do so and that there's no need. It would be politically difficult in any case. The Pashtun tribesmen are deeply suspicious of foreigners, and Pakistani officials insist that the only way to keep the tribal regions from becoming an Al-Qaeda hideout is to purchase those tribes' cooperation. Tribal elder Niamatullah Shinwari insists that his tribe will deal with fugitives.
Without our permission, if he came, we would shoot them.
Even though they believe that fugitives are living in the tribal regions, U.S. officials have little choice for now but to trust that promise. Steve Inskeep, NPR News, Peshawar, Pakistan.